I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Bill Raggio, the senior fellow for Foundation for Defense of Democracies, keeping the Long War Journal for more than two decades, responding to the archival facts of Guantanamo's detainees, illegal combatants. But they are attached to an active predator organization that is sponsored, given sanctuary, integrated into Iran. What do we know about Iran and al-Qaeda's leadership now, Bill?
Yes, we know quite a bit about al-Qaeda and its relationship with Iran. So back in, I believe it was 2009, under the Obama administration, the Treasury outlined in designations, outlined the secret deal between Iran and al-Qaeda. And basically the deal is al-Qaeda gets safe haven and they're not going to be pursued by Iran. And they get safe haven inside of Iran in exchange for al-Qaeda not conducting attacks against Iran, and particularly inside of Iran and against a major Iranian interest. And that deal has been going on to this day. And top al-Qaeda leaders have sheltered in Iran. Look, we just watched Ismail Haniyeh, who is the head of Hamas, be assassinated in Tehran. In 2020, the Israelis did a job for the United States and killed Al-Qaeda's deputy at the time, Abu Muhammad al-Masri. They executed him in a shooting in Tehran as well. I have obtained a picture of three top al-Qaeda leaders, including Abu Muhammad al-Masri, and Osama bin Laden's son-in-law, who is currently believed to be al-Qaeda's either general manager or deputy emir. They're just casually hanging out in Iran in shirt, you know, collared shirts, and look like tourists in the center of Tehran. Al-Qaeda, there's numerous al-Qaeda leaders and operatives who are designated by the U.S. State and Treasury Departments for operating from Iran. This deal exists to this day. Look, I'll just as one more data point. I testified in a case in 2021 where we proved that Iran was supporting both al-Qaeda and the Taliban, because Iran, you know, while these groups sometimes have conflicts, they cooperated together for the greater good of their cause, which was to deal a defeat to the U.S., to drive the U.S. from Afghanistan, to kill Americans in any way, shape, or form they can make it happen. This is the deal that exists between them, right? And it just amplifies how dangerous al-Qaeda is. It has state sponsorship in the form of safe haven in Iran, and its emir, or its current leader, Saif al-Adel, is believed to be sheltering in Iran to this day. What does that tell you about al-Qaeda? Everything, and its relationship with Iran, everything you need to know.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy. We'll learn more about this plea deal in coming days. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.